Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Hey, good morning, my friends. Welcome to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, real estate expert, and self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning with all this weather we've been having. I don't know if it's still fall or if it's fall or even summer. Regardless, I'll take it regardless. Hey, another beautiful day here in Southern Colorado. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Wake Up and Live. Go to Podbean and download Wake Up and Live. You can't miss it. You get to listen to it wherever you are, whenever you want to listen to it, if you do miss this episode on a Saturday morning. So this morning, I have a very special guest, Executive Director of Partners in Housing here in Colorado Springs. Now, what they're doing in Southern Colorado is something truly amazing. But first, should you buy a retirement home sooner rather than later? Now, this is some interesting information that I've been digging deep into, and I was kind of very surprised on this, pleasantly surprised. So here's an interesting fact. Every single day in the U.S., roughly 10,000 people turn 65. Every single day. Did not know that. See, this is kind of like almost useless information that I never thought I'd ever use, and guess what I'm using it? I'm using it today to back my point up. So prior to the health crisis that swept across the nation this year, most people, they had to wait until they retired to make the move to the beach or the golf course or the senior living community that they were looking to settle into their own into the later years in life. So this year, however, right? Do I need to say any more? It's a game changer for every single one, everybody out there. So many of today's workers who are nearing the end of their professional careers, but maybe aren't quite ready to retire, have a new choice to make. Should I move before I retire? Now, if the sand and the sun are calling your name, and if you have the opportunity to work remotely for the foreseeable future, now may be a great time to purchase that house on the golf course or that single-story home in the sprawling countryside that may be a little further out of town, which is becoming more and more desirable here in Colorado Springs and abroad. Whether it's a second home or a future retirement home, spending the next few years in a place that truly makes you smile every day just might be the best way to round out a long and meaningful career. Now, I was listening to Lawrence Yoon. He's the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. Listen to what he had to say. The pandemic was unexpected, of course. Nobody from home was unexpected, but nonetheless, many companies realize that workers can be just as productive working from home. We may begin to see a boost. Check this out. We may begin to see a boost in people buying retirement homes before they retire. Interesting. Now, according to the 20th Annual Transamerica Retirement Survey, 3 out of 4 retirees, that's around 75%, they own their own homes. Just 23% have a mortgage. And now since entering retirement, almost 4 in 10 retirees, 38%, have moved into a new home. They're making a profit by selling their current homes in today's low inventory market and using their equity to purchase their future retirement homes. It's a win-win situation, right? So why these homeowners are making moves now? Well, obviously, the health crisis this year made all of us more aware of the importance of our family and friends, and many haven't seen the extended families and the friends since the pandemic started. I know I haven't. It's to no surprise, therefore, to see the same report that 32% of those surveyed cited the top reasons to make a move is that they wanted to be closer to friends and family. You know, it's interesting. You know, when you hear you always find a positive out of a negative. There are a lot of positives that are coming out of this coronavirus, and that is key. Trying to now make more time, or at least have the effort to make more time to spend with your friends, spend with your family, people that you truly care about. Now, listen to this. Number 32%, they want to move closer to friends and family. 29% are thinking about they want to reduce their expenses. Who doesn't? Another 29%, they think the downsizing into a smaller home, I like to call it right-sizing, 22%, they wanted to start a new chapter in life. Another 22% are making a move to just a better climate, and 9% moving into an aging-friendly home. So the survey also revealed that 73% of retirees currently live in a single-family home, with the overall number of homes for sale hitting a historic low, and with the buyer demand for single-family homes skyrocketing, there's really never been a more ideal time to sell a single-family home and make a move toward retirement. Today's market has the perfect combination of driving forces to make selling optimal, especially when buyers are looking to take advantage of the low interest rates. I like to call them free money. The bank has free money. Get it while you're getting's good, because your grandkids and your kids won't even see interest rates this low in their lifetime. Now, if you're one of the 73% retirees with a single family home and you want to move closer to your family, now, right now is the time to put your house on the market. With the pace of homes that are selling today, you can essentially wrap up your move start to finish. I can't believe I'm actually going to be using the H word, before the holidays. I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe I'm talking about the holidays all of a sudden. So bottom line, whether you're looking to fully retire or to buy a second home with the intent to use it as a retirement home in the future, the 2020 fall housing market may be in your favor. Why don't we talk? Give me a call. More about if you're thinking about selling your home or maybe buying a home right now, your retirement home. If it makes sense for you, let's sit down and see if buying or selling does make sense for you. Just give me a call. It's pretty simple. 719-344-0335. 719-344-0335. Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Antoine Glover. We are going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Mary Stegner. She's with Partners in Housing, and we're going to talk about what they're doing to help families down on their luck become productive members of society. You're listening to Wake Up and Live.
Hey there, this is Ken Moon. I'd love to have you join me this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 on the AM dial. We'll kick around whatever's bugging you around that special place that you call home. Whatever the issues are, I'm pretty sure I can help you. So I'll see you this Saturday afternoon. It's a date, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 AM.
We want to know what you think. KRDO News Radio invites you to be a part of our listener feedback panel. Simply go to KRDO.com and click on the radio tab. Click on the listener feedback button and take the short survey. 3 random survey participants will be chosen to win $50 worth of prizes. Let us know what you think. Be a listener feedback panel member. Go to KRDO.com, click on radio, and go to the listener feedback button. The survey ends on October 31st. Help us make KRDO News Radio even better.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
If you want to be normal, do what normal people do. Think about that. What's normal in America? Normal is a student loan that's been around so long you think it's a pet. Normal is a car payment and a fleece payment on the other car. Normal is all the money comes in, all the money goes out, and only the names are changed to protect the innocent. Who the flip wants to be normal? That's just stupid. Normal is stupid on steroids.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 1 to 4 on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Hey, welcome back to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, Antoine Glover. This morning, I have the privilege, oh my goodness, I have the privilege to speak with my dear friend and executive director of Partners in Housing, Mary Stegner. Good morning there, Miss Mary.
Good morning, and thanks for having me in today.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been with Partners in Housing since 2012.
Well, I've been the executive director since 2012, but I've been with the agency its entire existence since we started in 1991. We're about to celebrate our 30th anniversary next year, so we're super excited about that.
1991 was 30 years ago?
It was.
I'm getting older.
Almost.
My goodness. Jeez Louise, I just had a flashback. I almost had hair back in 91. Just having a good time there. So, you know, I've been in Colorado Springs for the last 20 years. I've been in the building side and what have you. And it wasn't until about a year or two ago that I never even really heard about Partners in Housing. What is this? I mean, I obviously know, and I actually was schooled. I actually interviewed Partners in Housing about a year or so ago, a couple of years ago. And I was pleasantly surprised on what you guys are about and what you guys provide to the community, which affects every single person that is listening this morning.
It really does. It's a community program. We are a local agency started here, like I said, in 1991 to help families in crisis, particularly housing crisis. So they come to us having fled domestic violence or just instability in their life. All our families have children in their home. That is a requirement to be in our program. And they live in our housing, Antoine, for a year while they work on whatever it was that went wrong. But really working towards a livable wage through employment that has career goals, not just working at Wendy's during the day and cleaning houses at night and never seeing their kids. We're really looking at a holistic approach to family health and well-being for the families in our program.
You know what I really like about this, it just really makes me smile, because I'll give you an example. In the health industry, so many health professionals out there only treat the symptom, and they never look at the cause. Mm-hmm. And you nailed it right on the head. It's not saying that working at Wendy's is not a good thing. It's not saying that at all. But it's only kind of treating the symptom and trying to figure out what caused the situation where you're in now, and let's see what we can do to get you not just up on your feet, but actually springboard you into a career that you never even dreamed of, right?
Right, right. And so a lot of their dreams do come true. That's one of the things we hear when we interview our partners. We call our clients partners because we are working with them on these issues. And like you said, working at Wendy's is not a bad thing, but it's a temporary thing. It's not going to sustain you and your kids. And so how do they move forward from that? And in the health field, potentially, Colorado Springs is really growing in that area as far as, starting off billing, medical billing, and then moving into being an assistant or whatever. So there's just a lot of growth potential in different careers when they really start to think about it and work with our staff on what those issues are and how to overcome those.
Wow. That's, I had a chance to visit one of your facilities. And I was just taken aback on, it's kind of like it's a home where you see the kids, they feel safe. Mm-hmm. The people that the ladies there, they feel safe, and it's just, they feel comfortable, but yet there's some sort of almost like they're on a mission. Like they know, hey, I'm only here for a short amount mm-hmm. of time. And I think that's actually a great thing. Obviously there's a reason why you guys have that, because if it was indefinite, there would be no real incentive to really say, hey, listen, I only have 12 months. I got to put the pedal to the metal and see what I can do for myself as well as for my family, right?
You're absolutely right. That year-long part of our program really is a motivator on what they need to do and how fast they need to do it and what they've got to start looking at. And we see great success. We had 90% of our families who left in our last year moved to stable housing. And that's
90%?
Tremendous. 90%. And when you look at agencies across the country that do similar work as ours, that's incredibly high. So we've got an incredible staff, incredible volunteers that work with these families to get them on their path to self-sufficiency. That's really what we're looking for, is they're being self-reliant in the community. And I go out in the community all the time and I'll forget to take my name tag off and go to the dentist or to the school or whatever. And somebody will say, oh, you know what? I was in your program 10 years ago and this is what I'm doing now. And we're so appreciative of what we were able to get from Partners in Housing. And so it's just incredible to go out and see and visit with these folks that have moved past the crisis that they were in.
That's truly amazing. I mean, I would imagine the demand for what you guys offer is high.
It really is. And unfortunately, we have to have a wait list for the program. So our board, just in the last year and a half or so, approved a new strategic plan for Partners in Housing to grow both our services and our housing inventory so we can help more families. And so we've got several tasks that we're working on to be able to do that. And we paused for a minute when we first started with this COVID crisis, but we're back on track now to expand our program and be able to help more families, because there is a huge need for what we're doing and a huge desire for the kind of support that they would receive as a Partners in Housing client.
You know, before we got on the air here, I was talking with you briefly about COVID and how that affected one way or the other Partners in Housing. And what you said to me was really, just like with everybody, everything stopped, right? We didn't know what we didn't know. But all of a sudden, there was something that kicked in and says, okay, we can't just stay stopped or still. We need to continue to move forward. And where did this optimistic outlook of, okay, we need to continue to move forward versus sitting back being proactive versus reactive?
Well, we didn't have any choice, Antoine. These families needed
right.
us.
Right.
They needed us more than ever, because some of them who were working lost their jobs, mm-hmm. or they had to quit their jobs because all of a sudden the kids didn't have daycare or school to go to. And we learned that a lot of our families did not have the technology they needed to manage in a new world that we were working in. And so even to meet with us virtually, or to be on phone calls, or to keep doing their budget counseling,
right.
to get to work on their credit, to do these employment assessments on where they wanted to be, we had to have some technology interaction with them. And they needed it at home too, for employment from home, from schooling from home, for all those things. So we were able to get some funding in to provide all of the families in our program who needed one a computer, with everything on it, the office suite and all the things that they needed to be able to manage a technology world that we're in now.
Right.
And then also we were able to put internet in all our properties, so they don't have to worry about that anymore. We're funding that as well. So they've got strong internet and a good machine to work on. And that's helped tremendously on being able to connect with them and for them to connect with services too that they need to continue.
Wow. That's, you know, it's kind of like... you guys are, you're leaders, not even kind of, that's what you guys are in Partners in Housing. You are leaders and you're leading by example. And so I can almost imagine that, I can only imagine that you said, oh, we don't have a choice. We need to lead. These families are looking up to us and we need to say, okay, this has never happened before, but we're going to continue to go. Right.
And We did. We developed a business continuity plan that was not only for our staff, but for our clients on how we were going to keep them on their path and what they had started and make sure that still happened for all of them.
Right.
Our mission statement, actually, Antoine, is to guide families in housing crisis from insecurity to stability, self-reliance and prosperity. So we are guiding them. They're doing the work, but we're there to lead that and to guide that all the way from stability through prosperity.
Right.
That's what everybody deserves.
Right.
And so do these moms and kids that have hit hard times and need to move past that.
Yeah. And how many people listening right now, I'm Mr. Transparent. We've all hit hard times one way or another. Somehow, some way, living on Top Ramen or not even having enough for Top Ramen or even gas for your car or even a car at all. So, I want to add to that point, you know, when I said earlier that this is truly going to benefit every single human being listening today. And it's a rhetorical question, at least on my part, but how is this really benefiting all of us as a community?
You know, when everybody knows somebody that needs help, whether it's in their immediate family or not, or a neighbor or someone from their church, or just somebody that they've run into through their children's activities, they know a mom that needs some help. And that's our main clientele, our single moms and their kids that have run into hard times, sometimes affected by another. Again, a lot of our clients have fled domestic violence and need to start over.
Right.
But also when you're out there and everybody that's our support system in our community, the folks that are working at the grocery store through all this, maybe our clients.
Right.
And so it's just a whole community-wide system that has to work for all of us to keep folks from falling into these issues, but also how to come out of these issues.
Well, because you're treating the cause and not the symptoms. And what do I mean by that when it comes to assistance, if you will? So many people, and it's unfortunate that they have generations of just, this is how much you're going to get every month. We pay for your apartment, and I'm not taking anything away from it, But here's my thing. You're not getting down to the root cause. Why are you not prospering to where you need to be, where you want to be? Mm-hmm. And so when you actually take a step further and really elevate these people that are now RNs, I've heard mm-hmm. some stories that are registered nurses and other professions, that means they're making more money. If they're making more money, they're paying more taxes. If they're paying more taxes, they're contributing to our community. If they're contributing to our community, those are active members of our society, right?
They are. And we can tie it back to your real estate a little bit because right. in the last 3 years, we've had 18 of our clients who exited our program that bought homes in this community.
Jeez.
So imagine going from being homeless or nearly homeless to being a homeowner in that time. We're so proud of them and the hard work that they've put in. It's awesome.
All right. That's very cool. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to talk more with Mary. She's such a pleasant ray of sunshine on this Saturday morning. We're going to talk to her a little bit more about Partners in Housing and how you can help with their cause. I am Antoine Glover, and you are listening to Wake Up and Live.
Which has a longer attention span, a goldfish or a human being? Today, it's a goldfish. Microsoft did studies and they found that a goldfish has a 1 second longer attention span than a human being now.
Okay, my wife is laughing in the background.
I know. It's like, you know, so because, you know, you think of the goldfish going around in a circle and you're like, whoa, I mean, what's going on?
Kim Komando, Saturday afternoons at 1 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM.
Are you struggling to find balance while caring for an aging loved one? Heartfelt Care at Home is Colorado Springs' most trusted senior home care provider. Let us help with the daily tasks that keep your loved one safe and independent. From personal care services to companionship, meal preparation, transportation, and much more, Heartfelt Care at Home is your local, reliable partner in care. Call us today at 719-362-0094 or visit us online at heartfeltcareathome.com.
Here's a home improvement tip from KRDO News Radio.
As we enter those gray days of winter, you might want to think about bringing some more color into your home. A great way to do it is with an accent color. Here's how to create an accent color that complements your home. Add at least 3 pops of color to a room. Just one pop can end up looking accidental. Use accessories like a lamp or a pillow that can match your wall color to achieve a cohesive look.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Hey, welcome back to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host and real estate expert and motivator, Antoine Glover. Finally, a show highlighting the real estate trends as well as the good that's happening in Southern Colorado. And speaking of good in our community, we have Executive Director of Partners in Housing, Mary Stegner. Good morning. Welcome back there to my friend. Hey, I want to jump into you personally because you've been doing this for 30 years. You guys are getting ready to celebrate your 30 years in Partners in Housing, which helps so many families go from that are unfortunate to become fortunate to actually be thriving, productive citizens in our community. Why do you do what you do, Mary?
You know, it is the mission of Partners in Housing. And I would say that all the employees that work there really believe in the clients that we serve and in the mission on how we do our work. It's so rewarding to see a woman that comes in who's lost all her self-confidence and really doesn't know where she's going to be, and to watch her realize that she can do what she had always dreamed of, that she can be the mom that she wants to be for her kids. You know, a lot of our families will be, their kids will be couch surfing and mom will be couch surfing and they may not even be living together until they come with us. And watching her develop into the parent that she's always dreamed of and so providing that assistance to the kids. And then the kids, that's a whole nother story, Antoine.
Right.
Watching them as they do feel safe and they know where they're coming home to that night. Imagine a kiddo going to school with a backpack with their toothbrush and pajamas because they don't know where they're going to sleep that night.
Right.
And so once we alleviate that concern, that fear, the kids also blossom as well. And it's just incredible to be able to watch that. It's an honor of mine to be able to have worked there that long.
Wow. Geez. I mean, you can rest your head
Every night you go to sleep and with a, I bet with a smile, exhausted probably sometimes, if not a lot of the times, but you can rest assured that you know what you're doing, small or big, is making a massive difference, right?
Right.
That's good. That's great. And I guess the last question here is, how can our listeners be part of this? You know, either through volunteering or donating funds. I would imagine this would be a tax write-off. Or
mm-hmm, okay. Absolutely. We are a nonprofit charity.
Okay.
So every donation to us is tax deductible. And we have a couple of special ways that that works for tax credits as well. Partnersinhousing.org is our website. And there's so much information there about who we are and what we do. All our financials there, we're very transparent on where our money comes from and where it goes. And you can donate online there. You can also send in a donation to us. We're a local agency, locally funded. No federal funds support this program. We are reliant on grants and donations and some revenue that we generate from some of our own interest. We need volunteers. We need help. We had a great core of volunteers working for us before COVID hit, but we really need to build that back up again. Mm-hmm. So lots of areas where we use volunteers. We also have a Facebook where we put out Wishlist Wednesday on items that we need and then help that we need from volunteers.
Excellent. Excellent. And then, and for people that like to know more information, just go to partnersinhousing.org, partnersinhousing.org. And I just spontaneously always like to offer something, anything that I can do. That's one of the main reasons why I'm doing this program, is if there's anything that I can do to help motivate those that are down on their luck, I have no qualms whatsoever of going down there, talking to the kids, talking to the parents, to the moms, and seeing whatever I can do to be that spark to help say, yes, if this guy could do it, and all my friends out there listening, if Antoine could do this, and now he's on the radio and has a very successful radio career, anybody in this country can do it if you just have the right guidance. Correct.
We might take you up on that and have you come in and do a little motivational talk for,
well, I would
for
love
some
that.
New families. Or
I would love that. And I would also, anybody that's just a rock star doing very mm-hmm. well, or even years in the past, and if they don't mind coming on, I would love to interview them. That maybe was once a 15-year-old, now he or she's 25, mm-hmm. and maybe mom and is doing very well, and I'd like to interview them to see what Partners in Housing has done for them.
We'll keep that in mind too. That's awesome.
All right. Now, hey, I want to thank you very much for coming on this morning. And I just want to let everybody know a real estate recap of this morning's show. Now is pretty much the best time. If you're thinking about retirement home, you can't beat what's going on in the market right now. Even if you're not quite ready to retire, now is a good time to at least sit down with a real estate professional, i.e. myself. If you're looking to buy, sell, or even invest in any kind of real estate, just give me a call. 719-344-0335. Or you can reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Antoine Glover. And make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you can listen to this anytime and every time at Podbean. Look up Wake Up and Live. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me for yet another episode of Wake Up and Live. Have a fantastic Saturday, and we're going to talk again in 7 days. Be well.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.